Radio Prague News. Czech Airlines has cancelled 25 flights due to a protest by its pilots. The Czech Republic's corruption ranking has worsened for the third year in a row, and the Czech military is able to send a maximum of 30 doctors to Slovakia to step in temporarily for their colleagues quitting en masse over low salaries. Czech Airlines has cancelled 25 flights due to a protest by its pilots. Up to 40 flights would be cancelled on Thursday, which is around half of all Czech Airlines flights from and to Prague's Ruzyně Airport, a spokesman for the pilots' labor union said. Around 100 pilots have coordinately taken sick leaves to protest against a transfer of aircraft to a charter carrier affiliated with Czech Airlines, a move they described as the beginning of Czech Airlines liquidation. A spokeswoman for Czech Airlines said the firm did not understand the reasons behind the protest and would punish the pilots participating in the action. The Czech Republic's corruption ranking has worsened for the third year in a row, according to the annual list compiled by the anti-corruption watchdog Transparency International. The country fell from 53rd to 57th place in the ranking of 178 countries this year. Its former federal partner Slovakia ranked 66th. The Czech Republic is among the worst-ranked countries in the EU and Europe in general, even though the government of Prime Minister Petr Nečas has identified the fight against corruption as one of its priorities. Denmark, New Zealand and Finland were perceived as the least corrupt countries. The Czech military is able to send a maximum of 30 doctors to Slovakia, Defence Minister Alexander Vondra and Health Minister Leoš Heger agreed on Thursday. The Czech Republic will send military doctors to the neighbouring country to step in temporarily for their colleagues if the Slovak government asks for help. Slovak doctors are quitting en masse in a labour dispute over low salaries. 2 months ago, over 1,000 of them handed in their notices, which have just expired. The finance ministry has said the Czech state budget deficit increased to 126 billion crowns in November from 91.5 billion in October. In November 2010, the state budget deficit stood at almost 141 billion crowns. The state budget deficit approved for 2011 is 135 billion crowns. The ministry says an expected 20 billion crown drop in tax revenue will be compensated for by savings in government spending. The Czech ombudsman, Pavel Varavařovský, has said he will examine whether children from different ethnic groups are receiving equal treatment in primary schools. A survey will be carried out in over 50 schools around the Czech Republic, and its results will be published in May. The Czech Republic has been criticized repeatedly for alleged discrimination concerning equal access to education. The European Court of Human Rights stated in 2007 that Czech Roma children were excessively placed in practical or special schools intended primarily for children with learning difficulties. According to a worldwide survey carried out by the consultancy PricewaterhouseCoopers, 29% of Czech companies have fallen victim to economic crime in the past 2 years. Compared to the previous poll in 2009, the number has increased by a fifth, with computer crime taking an ever larger share. 75% of cases of economic crime experienced by Czech companies have included embezzlement, followed by accounting fraud, corruption and bribery. The head of the Prague public transport company, Martin Dvořák, has resigned from his post, Prague Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda told reporters on Thursday. According to Mr. Svoboda, the company needs a new strategy, and Martin Dvořák felt worn out after serving 5 years as its head. Speculation about Mr. Dvořák's leaving first arose after the ruling coalition of the Civic and Social Democrats at the Prague City Hall ended earlier this month and was replaced by a centre-right coalition of the Civic Democrats and the Topo 9 party. Several members of the public transport company's supervisory board have already been replaced since the change occurred. The Prague Public Transport Company is the largest firm run by the capital Prague and receives over 10 billion crowns a year from the city's budget. And finally, a quick look at the weather. The coming days are expected to be partly cloudy with daytime temperatures reaching highs of 4 degrees Celsius. I'm Pavla Horáková and that's the end of the news.
Hello and welcome to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio. My name's Christian Falvey. Many thanks for tuning in. Today, a former defense minister is likely to be charged with bribery as the Czech Republic's corruption rating worsens again. Zdeněk Miller, creator of the world's most famous mole, has died at the age of 90. And later on in Panorama, we meet Stanley Povoda, the Czech Republic's number one robot maker. I hope you'll be staying with us today for all that and more here on Radio Prague. One of the most blatant corruption cases in recent years will end up in court. Prosecutors in the northeastern city of Ostrava have announced that two people will be charged in the case of the 2006 purchase of Tatra trucks for the Czech army. Although no details about the charges and the people involved have been officially disclosed, a number of Czech media have reported that former defense minister Martin Bartak is one of the two men facing prosecution. Jan Richter has the details.
In the latest edition of the Corruption Perceptions Index by Transparency International, which came out on Thursday, the Czech Republic sank to 57th place out of 138 countries and is now on par with Namibia and Saudi Arabia. The country has grave issues with transparent public procurement and partial interests. Some Czech political parties are run like business organizations, with unelected power figures pulling the strings behind the scenes. One of the areas most plagued by corruption has been defense and army contracting. Billions were lost in suspicious deals such as the purchases of Pandur armored vehicles and Casa transport planes, or the lease of the Gripen fighters. But now it seems that one such case, the 2006 purchase of 588 Tatra trucks for the Czech military, might eventually end up in court. On Wednesday, prosecutor Dušan Táborský closed the investigation of alleged bribery related to the 2.7 billion crown contract with Tatra and said charges would be raised against two people.
At this stage of the investigation, we've gained evidence which enables and even obliges us to launch criminal proceedings against two perpetrators of serious crime.
The prosecution has not specified the charges or disclosed the names of the people in question. But according to widespread media speculation, the two people to be charged with bribery are former defense minister Martin Bartak and arms dealer Michal Smrš. One of the major leads in the case came from the chair of Tatra's supervisory board and former U.S. ambassador to the Czech Republic William Kabenis. A year after the contract was awarded, Tatra was having problems with one of its sub-suppliers, a company called Praga, which could jeopardize the whole deal. In February 2008, Mr. Kabanis met with then-Deputy Defense Minister Martin Bartak, who offered to help, for a bribe. The police began investigating the Tatra deal soon after Mr. Kabanis's testimony came out in the daily Mladá Fronta Dnes. This is the crucial part of a phone conversation between the daily's reporter and Mr. Kabanis.
At some point in the conversation, he said, for a certain amount of money, I don't remember the exact amount, the problems between Tatra and Praga can be solved. And I didn't respond. I thought it was a very unusual and out of order conversation from someone at the defense ministry, and I walked away and had no further conversation with him.
Right. And can you name the deputy?
It was Martin Bartak.
Mr. Bartak has vigorously denied all corruption allegations. He says he was not involved in the deal in any way and considers himself a victim of judicial and media witch hunt. The good news is that he will likely be able to prove this in court. The Czechs might yet have to wait and see whether the Tatra case will be a breakthrough in fighting corruption in their country. But the lack of transparency has become a nationwide concern. The head of Transparency International's Czech branch, David Ondráčka, is carefully optimistic.
I see on a number of levels, national, regional, as well as local, a lot of brave and courageous people who try to stand against corruption. They want to introduce anti-corruption measures and try to promote integrity. So I'm not totally skeptical, and I believe that even the civil society is not passive, and you see boom of new initiatives and new approaches against corruption.
That was head of the Czech branch of Transparency International, David Ondráčka, ending that report by Jan Richter. This is Radio Prague. The Czech illustrator and animator Zdeněk Miller has died at the age of 90. The artist was best known for the creation of Krtek, or Little Mole, a cartoon character loved by generations of Czech children that first appeared in the 1950s. Earlier in 2011, a plush toy of the animated character even went to space on one of the last space shuttle flights. Jan Wellinger has more.
Without a doubt, many Czechs will be saddened by the loss of the great Czech animator and illustrator Zdeněk Miller, without whom their childhoods would simply not have been the same. For 55 years, Zdeněk Miller's Krtek, or Little Mole, entertained countless children and their parents in this country and abroad, remaining one of the most loved characters. The animator first conceived of Krtek in the 1950s. It was originally intended as a one-off project, but the mole captured the hearts of viewers from the start. Jak Krtek ke kalhotkám přišel, How the Mole Got His Trousers, was released in 1956 and won a Silver Lion at the Venice Film Festival. After that, the little creature became a centerpiece of Mr. Miller's work, appearing in more than 50 episodes over the next 40 years. Interestingly, the character spoke fluently in the first film, but not after. Zdeněk Miller wanted it to be easier for the mole to communicate directly with children, so speech was largely dropped, in favor of short exclamations, simple words, and sounds, actually recorded by his two young daughters then. To this day, the little mole communicates mostly through peals of laughter, short words, or gestures. And that, says Katarzyna Tuczkova, the curator of a Prague show highlighting Miller's work earlier this year, is part of the character's great appeal.
I think that it's a genius of Zdeněk Miller that he found a very simple expression, very simple form, which is understandable for children all over the world, and everybody can understand this very sweet and happy figures, which have only positive, nice manners. And that's why I think it's Little Mole and his friends so famous. We called Mr. Miller as Czech Walt Disney, and this importance have Mr. Miller in his animated stories for us, for our nation.
Mr. Miller's mole became well known by kids as near as Germany and as far off as Japan. And this year, Krtek enjoyed a new first when he went boldly where no mole had gone before. Two plush toy versions spent 2 weeks in space aboard the space shuttle Endeavour alongside U.S. astronaut Andrew Feustel, who toured the Czech Republic in the autumn, where he and the mole were given a hero's welcome. And this is how the astronaut at the time described the character's activities in space.
Well, Krtek looked out the window a lot. He got to brush his teeth, and we fed him some food, and he also tried on the spacesuit.
And Mr. Feustel even presented one of the space moles to the artist at their meeting in the autumn, with sources saying on Wednesday that for Mr. Miller, who had been hospitalized in September, meeting the U.S. astronaut was a dream come true.
Many thanks to Jan Wellinger. If you're just tuning in, then thank you for joining us. You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Christian Falvey. Coming up in the show, we'll have another edition of our Czech language learning program. But first, Panorama. And the Czech Republic's number one robot maker, brought to you on this occasion by Rosie Johnston.
Stanley Robotman Povoda has been called the father of Czech robotics. After over half a century of bringing people's old colanders, chandeliers and vacuum cleaners to life, Stanley has just become the subject of his own first one-man retrospective in Prague, in the city's Trafačka Gallery. Stanley, real name Marian Povoda, has been back in the Czech Republic for 5 years now, after spending most of his adult life in exile in the United States. On a recent tour of his new show, Stanley told me where his passion for robots began.
I started building my first robot, I think I was 14 or 15 years old. And it's just that time I was reading RUR from Karel Kapek. At the same time, there was a program on TV for the kids, and there was a robot there. They call it Robot Emil. And actually, Robot Emil looked exactly like this robot here. So, I don't know why, but when I saw the robot on the TV, and then I was reading the book, I just went down the basement, got some plywood, and I was just cutting the plywood, you know, and creating me a first robot in my life, which looked exactly like Robot Emil.
Have your robots become more imaginative over the years then, do you think?
I am involved in several different types of robots. Some of the robots, that's my kind of recreational robots or just a passing time. And those are robots actually made from garbage, whatever the people throw away. So like those robots you see over there, you can see pile of the junk, different vacuum cleaners, I don't know, whatever is there, you know. And that's what they're made out of. But then when the robot is finished, actually, as you look at it, you won't know what kind of material are used, right? Of course, the electronics inside the robot is not from the garbage. I have to buy it and put all the circuitry together. That's the only things I'm using. I recycle the material because it's for me. It will be hard to get for me to build a robot and give him some shape. And this way I already find things, you know, where the shapes are already made. I just use my fantasy, you know, to put it together so it looks good.
And what sort of things can your robots do? I heard some reports that one of them can lift up women's skirts and was in fact designed to do that.
Yeah, but that was in Key West, Florida. I just made some robot there. Actually, it was a mascot of Key West. And there was some news, some newspaper guy just got over with a photographer and they did some interview with me. And there was some young girl, she just was passing by. She stopped for a little bit. You know, when I saw her, the girl stopping, you know, and I saw the nice skirt, I said, hey, that's a good idea. And I just told the robot to leave her skirt, you know, and he did. And the photographer, he right away took a picture of this, right, you know, so the picture has been in some newspapers, different newspapers, you know, but that's a long time ago.
Do you take orders from people who want robots to do certain things, or is this just your hobby and just something you do for yourself?
Oh, no, of course I take orders, you know, I got I don't know, probably I built over 1,000 robots, right, but some of them robots, people just order them as a company. Got some robots in some movies, you know, for film industry. They've been working underwater, taking photography and different kind of things. Been involved in some industrial robotics, you know. I mean, it's right now I'm for 5 years in Czech Republic, right? And actually, when I'm here, I have to do something. And because I'm around most musicians and artists, right? Also, I make electronic instruments. Like you see the yellow telephone. Actually, it's a synthesizer, right? There is maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 of them outside. The guy's actually playing those phones as a musical instrument, right? You know.
Could you give me a demonstration? Can I hear how it sounds?
I will try to tune it, but we have to wait a few minutes. That's a good time to have a cigarette and have a little relax. And I will try to plug one, okay?
Did you find that Canadians and then Americans reacted differently to your robots than Czechs? Or does everyone sort of in general, when faced with a piece of technology such as this, kind of react the same, in your opinion?
Actually, I think the people in Canada, or especially in the U.S., everybody loved my robot. I had a whole bunch of programs, or I've been many, many times in some magazines or newspapers or on some TV programs, right? I did better with robots in the U.S. than here. And actually, the word robot is from here, right? And the funniest thing is that... I know robot, the word is old, I don't know, 60 years. And we are in a country where Karel Kapek creates the robot, right? And actually, my vernissage is the first vernissage in this country, world of robots. In this country, in the Czech Republic or Prague, nobody ever saw more robots together or something, you know, like they can see it actually here. Because I think when I was in exile, by making the robots, I was actually putting Czechoslovakia on the map, okay? Because always I explained to people, I was of course proud of it, you know, that I'm from the country where the robot world was gone, right?
Now, it has been asked before whether what you're doing is more artistic or scientific. What do you think?
No. When I'm in the States, it's more technical things, you know. It's a totally different kind of types of robots, okay? But here in this country, the robots are more, I would say, more associated with the art, okay? But that's the only reason why is because I use scrap or I use the things what people throw away to create my creations, right?
There's a lot of talk right now of robots being used for warfare. Are you a sort of person who's making things like that, robots to be used in the Swat Valley in parts of Afghanistan? And do you think that that is a good sort of line of technology to look into and develop?
Well, that's I won't judge that, right? You know, but the robots are used in every field, right? They are used in space, they're used in military, right? They're used in civilian life, right? They're used, in different places where men cannot go, or some dangerous area like bad waste or something. You know, it's a dangerous area. So send the robot there, right? You know, if you see this robot, that was a very high tech robot, right? That's robot for the nuclear power plant, okay? That's I don't know why I put this picture here, because the technical robots I didn't put here, but this is the type of robots I make in U.S.
This is, meanwhile, the sound of Stanley's most popular robot here in the Czech Republic, Vedečka, a blue and yellow barrel with a salad bowl for a head, which plays disco songs and is modelled on a can of WD-40. Vedečka regularly tours with Czech band The Prostitutes and recently emceed, in his own evening dress, Fresh Film Fest in Karlovy Vary. This is only the beginning of Stanley's aspirations for robot stardom.
Right now I'm putting together a robot band, right? I'm going to have 6 or 7 robots, which actually will play instruments. And with the robots, there will be, I will have 3 guys, you know, playing live, you know, maybe the drummer, bass guitar or something, you know. And I hope before the winter I will have my first concert with a robot band here in Prague.
Robot maker Stanley Povoda there, ending that edition of Panorama by Rosie Johnston, first broadcast in August of 2009. Topping off our show now for today is the next edition of our Soundcheck series, where the Czech language meets the language of music, and brought to you on this occasion by Pavla Horáková.
Nejlíp jim bylo, když nevěděli, co dělaj, jenom se potkali.
You are listening to Soundcheck, Radio Prague's own Czech language program, which explores Czech idioms through song lyrics. Today's featured song is Nejlíp jim bylo, which can be loosely translated as Those Were Their Best Times, sung by the Moravian band Mňága a Ždorp. The song is from their 1995 album Rizí zlato, or Pure Gold. The phrase we'll be paying special attention to is Nechám si projít hlavou. Here's the song for you.
Nechám si projít hlavou, kam všechny věci
plavou. The lyrics are about a couple, once in love, but now growing more and more estranged. Our phrase is from the chorus, where the lead singer says this poetic sentence, I'll give another thought to where all things float. If everything is just a breath, like back then, the two of us at night on the staircase. Nechám si projít hlavou literally means I'll let it go through my head. The actual meaning is I'll think it over, I'll give it another thought. You can now listen once again.
Nechám si projít hlavou, kam všechny věci plavou, jestli je všechno jen den.
The word nechám is the first person singular of the verb nechat, to let. Very often you will hear the phrase as a piece of advice. Nechej si to projít hlavou. Why don't you give it another thought? In a less idiomatic way, you can say promysli si to, which literally means think it over. Here's the phrase one more time.
Nechám si projít hlavou, kam všechny věci plavou, jestli je všechno jen den.
Nechám si projít hlavou is just one of many Czech phrases using the word hlava or head. Here are another handful of them. Nejde mi to do hlavy. It won't go into my head. That is, I can't understand it. Jde mi z toho hlava kolem. Literally, this makes my head spin, meaning it's overwhelming, it's mind-boggling. And finally, je to postavené na hlavu. Literally, it's been turned on its head, meaning it makes no sense. Thanks for listening today, and if you'd like to practice today's phrase some more, you can find this episode as well as all the older lessons on Radio Prague's website www.radio.cz/english. Nechám si projít hlavou, kam všechny věci plavou, jestli je všechno jen den, tak jako kdysi v noci spolu pod mě na skore.
That was Pavla Horáková with Soundcheck, wrapping up Radio Prague's English program for today. Don't forget that this program and every other is available at our internet address, radio.cz. If you have any questions or comments, we are always happy to hear them. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz, on Facebook under Radio Prague, or of course by post to Vinohradská 12, 12099, Prague. From me, Christian Falvey, thanks for listening.